You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. Today I'm joined by Millsaps College Head Coach Chuck Winkleman. And Coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. It's glad to be with you.
Coach, first of all, you take over a program at Millsaps that struggled last year, 1-24. When you came into the program, what were sort of the initial challenges that you pegged and really wanted to start turning around right away?
Well, I didn't have enough fingers on both my hands to tell you what needed to be done. So we had a lot of things to do, but I think probably early on was just initially touch base with everybody that was planning on returning and connected with them and started to establish some relationships with those young women. And then we moved, you know, as quickly as we could into the recruiting phase. Not just for any 2010s that might have still been looking, but really wanted to get going with 2011s as quick as we could. So that was important. And then just administrative things, you know, little by little, pecking away with the organization and all that sort of stuff. But probably building relationships with the players, you know, and obviously we had to hire staff and just getting to know everybody here on staff. You know, just I think it was a period of relationship building there immediately, and then, you know, recruiting's a part of that. So we got moving, and that's where we started.
Coach, no stranger to the league, having coached at Hendricks from 1995 through 2004. Just talk about the challenges that the SCAC presents.
Well, I still believe this. When I got into the league back then in the mid-90s, you know, it was a good league. I think over time, those first, you know, 2-3 years for me personally, I saw a lot of growth, you know, across the board in the league. And then it wasn't shortly after that you begin to see Trinity, DePaul, and those folks, you know, win national championships. So I think the growth of the league's been really, it's been fun to watch.
You have a really young team that you take over, Coach, that, you know, these girls were really thrown into the fire last year and got a lot of minutes. How are you going to, you know, I guess, take advantage, and how will you be helped by all the minutes that this young team played from a year ago?
Well, I tell you one thing, and I think everybody would agree with me in terms of coaching. You'd rather have, you know, if I had to take my choices between talent and experience, I'd rather take the talent and the inexperience over the other. So we will start there. And you know what's interesting is there are several girls on this roster that were a part of some really, really special and contributors too. They weren't just on the team. They were playing at the high school level where teams won state championships. There's some winners here already, and they know what it takes to win. So That's been really refreshing. They have been challenged, pushed extremely hard this fall, and they're all there, and they're coming back. So that says we haven't had one young lady when we got started that's left the program since we got going here October 15th, and they have been put to the test, and they're responding. So it's always encouraging when you come back. They're there, eager and ready the next day.
Jonte Morton, who averaged just over 15 points, and Kristen Salmon, who averaged just over 7 points a year ago, return as leading you know, scorers from last year. How have you seen them improve as basketball players over the preseason? And what are you expecting from them this year on the court?
I think, did you mention Jonte Morton first?
Uh-huh.
Yes, there's no question. Both of those are key players for us this year. They obviously, Shantae, I'm really proud of her. The girls got together in the fall. Obviously, we can't be there in Division III, but they understood what the expectations were. And that young lady has really transformed herself in a very short period of time in terms of her daily work habits. She is really somebody I really, really have high regard for right now, just in the short time we've been together. Shantae Morton is definitely an all-conference SCAC player. There's no question. She has that kind of ability. She should be a force both as an inside-outside player. She's got range. We're really, if we can keep her healthy, if she'll stay healthy, along with the rest of them, looking for big things from her. And then Salmon's just a winner. Kristen's a winner. I know the program she came out of in Fayetteville. Tremendous high school program, great coaching. And I really think Kristen will even do more for us. She understands kind of the specific things that she's got to do for us. And she's not a whiner. She doesn't complain. She comes to work every day with her lunch bucket and really love her attitude. She's been a great leader for us this fall.
You know, what's been the biggest surprise you've seen from your group through preseason and practice as you guys prepare for the 2010-11 season?
Well, I'm going to knock on wood when I say this to you. Based on just kind of, I'll give you some statistical number information when you go back and look. We shoot it better. We shoot it better than I thought we would. Based on all the kids that are returning, I think sometimes last year it was who shot it, when and where from, that contributed to maybe some nights where it didn't get, you know, in the hole like you'd think it would. So we've worked hard on shot selection, and just, you know, it takes, you know, 10 hands to score a basket, not two. It takes five people, and we've got to move the basketball. And so I think it's really been probably we shoot it better than I thought based on what we had seen on paper in this fall in practice.
Again, you're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. Today I'm joined by Millsaps head coach Chuck Winkleman. And, Coach, I guess you've already mentioned a little bit in terms of shooting the ball better, but last year the Majors struggled to score, just, you know, averaging just 54 points per game. How have you gone about trying to improve that heading into the 2010-11 season?
Well, we have a shot chart, a shot selection chart, and I think a big, big reason for that number that you just threw out was sureness with the basketball. Turnovers to us on the shooting, you know, philosophy we have are zeros. You know, we're looking for threes and fours. And when you turn it over like we did last year, you're not getting shots, which leads to the point production that you mentioned. So that's been the big thing, taking care of the basketball. And we've got to get the ball to the right people in the right places and get shots. Now, some nights they may not go in, but we've got to correct that. The turnover-to-assist ratio was probably the biggest statistical thing that jumped out at us in terms of having to correct that. So that's the big thing. Let's take care of the basketball. Let's be really sure with it and value it, and let's work hard for good shots and get them every possession.
Now, for our listeners out there, what can they expect to see from a, you know, Chuck Winkleman head coach basketball team?
Well, we've tried to encourage them. You know, it comes down to personal responsibility. I think probably over the last, you know, 6 years or so, I'm not the same Chuck Winkleman I was when I left the SCAC. And I understand when we win, it's really not as much about me as sometimes in this world of sport we make it to be, and when we lose, it's the same way. It's not as much about the coach as we like to make it out to be. We really want to have a shared responsibility in this and be there for each other. I would like to think, and we've talked to the girls, besides raw talent and just ability, something that can be a real intimidating factor and motivating is just playing hard. Just let's just play hard and get after people the best we can and leave it all out there. So that would probably be something that I really desire to happen for the team that I'm involved with, is just absolutely playing hard and getting after it.
Two incoming freshmen, Coach, just talk about these this class and what we can expect to see from them. And do you feel like they have a chance to really make an impact on this team this year?
Well, you know, that was one of the things. When you get started in the middle of May, it's really late. A lot of kids have, you know, made up their minds, and, you know, we did some home visits and with different kids, and when we got out into the AAU summer schedule and things, when we were really probably looking at 2011s, we would, you know, get a chance if we saw a 2010 that we thought could help us, and they were still looking and wanting to play somewhere. You know, we did that, and we were really fortunate to come up with the young lady, Shatoya White, out of Houston, Texas. She played at North Shore High School. So she's used to big-time Texas girls basketball in that area. And Shatoya is going to help us a bunch. We were blessed. We got her really, really late in the summer. Golly, I think she was bringing her stuff with her parents, and she still had some paperwork to do to get all her classes, you know, organized and signed up for. But she's got a chance to start for us at the one. She may be our starting point guard before it's all over. She's a real heady kid. Smart, got a good basketball IQ, and she could definitely make an impact, you know, on our team. And then Alexis Geis she's a coach's dream, because Alexis she comes to work every day and gets everything out of her abilities that she has. And she's physical, she's tough, she wants to do right, she's coachable, just totally committed to what we're doing. And I think she will have a key reserve role because of our depth she's going to have to provide. She's an undersized kid that may end up playing inside for us, but she plays so hard, I think she'll make up for that lack of length that she might have. So both of them, you know, we're going to expect them to contribute in different ways. But Shatoya probably at this point has a chance to really come in there and contribute in a major way as a starter.
You know, and finally, Coach, just talk about the goals for the 2010-11 majors, and what are two or three things that you've really been working on hard with the girls, especially as a coach and the coaching staff, to improve and get better and to be ready for the start of the season?
Well, as we got to get to know each other a little better, we asked them to come up with the goals and take ownership, which is such a key to success, and they came up with what we call winning everyday goals, and they want to be, you know, make sure each and every player on the team is responsible for their actions and effort, that we would play together at all times, and that we would have great communication between players and coaches alike, and a healthy respect for each other. Don't always have to be, you know, each other's best friend on the team, but really a good, healthy respect. And then one thing that I really like, they wanted to be the best conditioned team in the SCAC. So I said, we can do that. So those are kind of winning everyday goals. Now, the result-oriented goals that sometimes we misplace in priority, those other things got to come first. But if we'll do those things, they want to be the best defensive team in the SCAC. They really want to correct this assist-turnover ratio. They really want to become more sure with the basketball. And I really like this. They're not thinking about going from 1-24 to 24-1. And I think sometimes we get caught up in that. They have set a really healthy goal of winning 50% of their games and making a SCAC tournament. And that is an attainable goal for them. It's not some, you know, pie in the sky kind of thing. They know it's going to be a period of transition before we get back to where this program was in the early 90s. So that's kind of where we're headed in terms of our goals.
Millsaps head women's basketball coach Chuck Winkleman. Again, the majors open up their 2010-11 campaign at home November 16th in the Hangar Dome against Dillard University. Coach, thank you so much again for your time, and best of luck throughout the season.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be back in the SCAC.